Node
60177.
Node
6434330.
Transceive. Node
558471.
Transceive.
Is that okay to continue? I've got it back on now. Once again, no issues. You can continue. Okay, also, I turned the fluid isolation valve to open in error. I thought that was the next valve being opened, not the one on the gas delivery system, because of the left column saying test section. But it's back to closed tap now as well, so just wanted to double check on that. Thanks for letting us know. No issues. Okay, copy. I'll continue in step 4.10.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2. Camcorder 2 is up. Node Camcorder 2 is up. And you guys are welcome on board for asset.
Copy, Jack. We will let you know if we didn't need any adjustments, but they look good initially. And let's go ahead and we'll move over to 3 permanently if you need anything, just to stay out of the way of the ops happening for E40.
Awesome. 3 has always been my favorite channel anyway.
Station on 2 for ZBot. Yeah, well, I'm waiting this 5 minutes, so just looking ahead in the procedure, it looks like it's telling me to remove the window just to get that power cable back on. I'm assuming that if I can get the cable back on without taking it off, I can skip those steps, or am I missing something in there?
Yeah, if you are able to get that connected back on without taking the window off, you're go to do that. But we've learned it's pretty difficult to get it back on. So whichever you prefer, but you might have to end up taking the window off.
Okay, copy that. Thanks. Stand station on 240. Houston there for a second. You guys had it great. I just have one question for the stow note. I'm all finished here. The stow note says to sew it in JPM, and is that just for the serial number that I used? Because I pulled it out of a bag that had another gas delivery system, serial number 2005. So am I only putting 2002 in JPM, or should I put both of them? And if that other one is going to end up there eventually too, I'm happy to just go get it. It's right at the opening of that bag, so it's no effort.
Okay, understand. Station has ball 2 for Jessica.
Ball 2.
Hey, Jessica, you can put both 2002 and 2005 in that gym location. And if you need a reference, that's also in your stow track, step 57.06.
Okay, copy. I'll put them both in that location. Thanks.
Fill station. Check on 3 for closed up bags.
I'll close with you on 2 for asset questions.
Houston station on 2 for excited PTV.
Houston, with you on station on 2.
Houston, tell me please, is it a good skill for PTV? Visual 2, repeat it, please.
Please tilt the camera up slightly so we can get a full view of the exercise frame. Right now, we see a lot of power cables in the bottom view.
Oh, that's a little bit up.
Good read back. Andre, that is a good view. Thank you.
Alright, thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris for E4D at your convenience.
Okay, so from what I can see right now, I'm sure it doesn't fit into the Bravo 2 locker. It checked for the Bravo 1. Get back to you in a few seconds.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2 for Edson.
With you on 2?
Step 7.2, in the fluid loop kit. And I just want to make sure the cassette's labeled Zuma 2, the fluid loop kit's just labeled 2, the other loop kit's labeled 1. I assume that the alphanumeric battery 1 is 2, not Lima 2, is that right?
That is correct.
So, thank you.
Send from Sophie Nancy.
With you on 2.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't find any locker where there is enough room for this.
Copy all. Thank you for checking. With that, you can leave it in the 4.0 CTB.
In the one in CTS?
Yes, affirm.
Okay.
Houston, Chris on 2 for E4D Fizz. The camera is set up, and whenever we have KU back, you guys are welcome on board, and let me know at that time when we have a good view. Do we have a good view?
Thanks, Chris. We will give you a call when we have a good view. In the meantime, Munich has a quick item for you. I'll hand you over to them.
Thanks very much. And Munich, Chris is with you.
Hey, Chris. So just two quick items for you. The E4D SP5 removal activity, which was on your timeline, will now be moved to tomorrow morning before the E4D installation. And the second topic is, we do copy your crew note regarding the SP5 power cable connection. So you'll probably see the same structure in tomorrow's E4D install activity. We'll just not be able to adjust it in time, but we'll take the action to simplify the callouts in the future.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it's just a suggestion for wording in the future, because I like scratched my head and puzzled over it for probably 3 or 4 minutes, and I was like, oh, okay, this is super simple. Just trying to make things smoother for the next person. Thank you very much.
Awesome, thank you, and we really appreciate your support and feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Houston, Chris on 2 for E4D Viz temp stowage.
With you on 2.
I apologize if I may have missed this, but I crew-noted down a couple days ago about there being a couple large bags, pentstone on top of the E4D Viz, and I think I got a call back that the plan would be to temp stow these, so it's a 3.0 1154 and experiment units bag, serial number 1, and I was wondering about a location to temp stow them. I know we have a ton of cargo ops going on, throwing stuff on rack fronts, so I didn't want to put them in a place that would conflict with some of our other actions right now.
Checking.
This is from Sophie and Super Sellage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
So I went up to step 44, decimal 04, but I now have to take care of all the straps within Cygnus until the last day, because there are a lot to remove and a lot to keep. But in order to remove some of them, like the ones that are not labeled keep, I probably have to cut some of them because like the other parts are still used, and so I was wondering if you had a recommended strategy for those straps.
Sophie, we would copy your question. We're done.
Yes.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Sophie.
The answer?
You are go to cut and trash any straps that are not labeled keep.
I And do you have a good recommendation versus this? Because the one we have that are supposed to be heavy duty ones, those ones, it takes a while to cut. So I don't know if there are some other scissors or better heavy duty ones than these ones.
Copy, Sophie. There are bigger scissors in the IVA toolbox that you can use.
You say IVA toolbox. Okay.
And specifically drawer 5 in the IVA toolbox.
Great. Thank you very much. I'll look at this place. Thank you.
Station Houston, on 2 for Sophie, and a go back.
With the answer.
Sophie, there is also an additional option for you, another set of scissors in Cygnus Forward 1. And specifically, that's in the recovery bag.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. I will try all of those, and we'll see which is most efficient so that we don't spend too much time for each truck cutting.
Understand all. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and E4D Temp Judge.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
For the 3.0 CTB you mentioned, our recommendation is to temp stow at your preference anywhere outside of bays 3 and 4 inside Columbus.
Okay, copy that. And I'm guessing this will be kind of more than a temp stow because we're putting E4D in tomorrow, I think, too, right? So these things will be permanently somewhere else. But yeah, I can put it in. Looks like there's space on deck 2.
Round 2 for E4D Vis. First, good cam review. Second, we see the starboard Z spring unattached. Can you please reattach? Copy or thumbs up?
Houston for E4D.
Houston's with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, we just wanted to give a report. I mean, my understanding is that this should be aligning so that the holes for these locking pins should, you know, with no forces input into the Vis should be aligned, and definitely we're not in the Y and Z directions. Z direction, the spring obviously popped off, but in the Y direction also it was not. We had to kind of manually align it to get the holes centered with the locking pins. Just wanted to make sure, wasn't sure whether that was expected, and wanted to make sure you guys did.
Thanks for the report, Chris. That's very helpful.
Sure thing.
Jessica, Houston on 2, you have a lot of people admiring that hardware.
I'll be Vanna. And I'm not sure if you can see in the camera view, Chris, these fasteners we were assuming were all captive, but the last ones that you removed, figure 7, purple circle, they are non-captive.
Houston copies.
And per the procedure, it says they are captive, so we assume they were captive, but they are definitely not. None of the four are.
Put them back in.
All of the other ones that he removed and loosened were captive.
Jason Houston on 2 for E40 fasteners. All of the fasteners are the same, so it sounds like they will come loose if fully unscrewed.
Okay, yeah, Chris said that the other ones had threads in the mounting block, so that they remained captive in the threads, but the last ones that he removed in step 2.3, they do not have threads.
Houston copies, thank you for that feedback. We'll make sure that gets incorporated into the procedure. Station Houston, space ground 2 for Jack and opening. Also, we're going to be doing some work on SSC-4 in the lab and SSC-27 in Columbus for about the next hour, so request a hands-off.
Hands-off, SSC-4 and 27, and I'm go for the node 1 work.
Houston, station on 244D.
What do you want to do, Jeff?
Hey, Cindy, just wondering, in step 3.2.2, we're not quite there yet, we just finished 3.1, but it says secure the VizTop unit in place with straps. I don't see any specific straps called out in our show note, but we do have these bungees here. Can we just use those bungees, or is there something, a particular strap we should be using?
The bungees are great.
Okay, copy. Go for bungees.
Houston, station on 2. My steps complete. Your go for IMV.
Houston, copy. It's understand. Go for IMV.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Cold Atom Lab at your convenience.
Huntsville, Jack's on 2 for Cold Atom Lab.
We are still nailing down exactly the specific times for this, but it looks like the Cold Atom Lab activities are going to go on to tomorrow's timeline. You are welcome to defer that from your earlier ops today, if you would like. For the multimeter specifically, we're actually going to want to swap that piece of hardware out for when these ops are rescheduled. The current multimeter is a little bit suspect, so you are welcome to restow the entire multimeter kit, and we'll grab a different one tomorrow.
Copy. I will stow the multimeter and then mark that complete for today, and we'll get it tomorrow.
Good. Copy. Thanks.
Sensation on 2 for 40.
Houston, 51-2.
Hey, Cindy, we just had a question. We noticed that there's no serial numbers or anything on these units, and so we didn't, you know, necessarily track which one came off of which side and which one's going on which side. Do you want us to put any types of label them with anything?
Check. Back with you on 2. Labeling is not required. You can press.
Hey, copy. Thanks. So great to be talking to you, by the way. I'm so glad you're still cap coming.
Great to talk with you as well. It's awesome to see you up there again, Jeff.
You gotta be down in the trenches to take it back to the top of the program, right?
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for E4D. Please confirm all 4 locking arms are in the stowed position prior to this rotation.
Chris and Jessica copy, just to confirm the locking arms of these guys with the little purple things. Is that what you're referring to?
Affirm, Chris. You just touched it.
Yep, all are in the stowed position.
Should on 2 for E4D?
What do you want to?
Yes, Cindy, we are about to step into 4.1. Obviously, this doesn't seem like a big deal because the fit-ins are all in place, but there is no caps on tape on them. It sounds like per procedure on the new units, you were expecting caps on tape over the fit-ins, but there's not any on the X or the Y.
Checking. Jessica, back with you on 2. I'm hearing not a big deal that we don't have the caps on tape in step 4.1. Hey, going back to the locking arms, if you could go back and check in step 1.1 in your procedure, per the video we're seeing, it looks like the locking arms are a little higher than we were expecting. If you can make sure that you have depressed both release buttons and then fully moved into the stowed position, we'd appreciate it.
Hey, copy. Yeah, no, we didn't do that. I mean, they were staying where they were, so it didn't really matter, but copy that for the future.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and A-Red. Go ahead. Sophie Houston on Space to Ground 2. We're seeing good views.
Houston, station on 2. Jessica and I are complete in the X and Y rotation assembly R&R. Just a note, following up on what Jessica said earlier, we did have to manually move the viz to get the locking clamps to align it to the self-center in the Z.
Houston copies all, and I'm hearing that's expected in the Z direction. Thanks for the input.
Okay, copy all. Chris on 2, just wanted to confirm we can continue to progress through these E4D procedures.
You are good to press. Great work so far.
Good, thank you. Houston, station on 2 for steps 3 and 4 of the E4D spring installation.
With you on 2.
Yeah, just looking at steps 3 and 4, 3 is having to put the spring on the upper mounting post first and then trying to attach it to the lower mounting post. step four. I think it's going to be way easier to do it in the opposite order, and I was wondering if there's any reason that's says upper first and lower second, or if I can put it on.
No requirement to execute it the way the procedure has it written, or go with your plan.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, the lower one is kind of a tricky reach, so not having the tension of the spring kind of resisting you is going to be a lot easier, I think.
Great feedback. We'll take that as a procedure update, too.
Houston Station on 2340 Springs. Just a report. I was sort of expecting this new spring to be very shiny, but it kind of appears dull and has like a reddish brown sort of patchy color over it. That does look sort of like the other E40 springs that have also been sort of on here for a while, at least in the C springs. The other axes don't look like they have that same reddish coloration to them, but the Z springs all do, including the new ones.
Appreciate the report, Chris. That is expected.
Okay. Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for ARED.
Sophie, with you on 2 for ARED.
Okay, so that's the end of the session, and I am ready to remove the video if it's okay for you, and otherwise, you know, listen to your words.
Sophie, please leave the video up for Jack's use. No additional action for you.
Okay, copy. And also, I tried to call you from the ATU close to the ARED, and I wonder if you heard me on that one, and if not, maybe we can do a comm check.
We didn't hear. Can you please give us a comm check from that ATU, and what space ground will you use?
Okay, I'll do in 30 seconds, I'll do a comm check on 2.
Houston, standing by.
Houston 2 and Note 3 ATU.
Sophie, I hear you loud and clear on space to ground 2. Can you confirm which specific ATU you're calling from right now?
Right now, I just switched because I think you didn't hear my previous calls. I called three times from the ATU, which is close to Note 3 end cone. And right now, I am calling from the one that is closest to the Note 1 hatch.
Sophie, we copy. We did not hear you calling from the ATU closest to ARED. In about 10 seconds, I'm going to give you a 5 count on space to ground 2 to see if you can hear me on the ATU in question.
Okay, I'll go close it.
Comm check on space to ground 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Then station Sophie is back to the other ATU, so the one close to Node 1 hatch. I could hear you loud and clear on the ARED ATU, but of course you could not hear me because I tried again to reply to your 5 counts, but you could not hear me, I guess.
Houston copies. And were you trying to call me? Did you use the HHM? And which buttons did you press on the HHM?
I used the HHM, and I tried both, knowing that sometimes it matters. So I tried first with transmit, and I tried the second time with ICOM.
Copy. We're talking.
Copy.
Sophie, back with you on 2. First question, when you were using the HHM, were you seeing the transmit LED light up?
Let me go check. Send station, come check from the ATU close from ARED.
Sophie, I am hearing you loud and clear on space to ground 2.
Oh, okay, I understand what was the problem. So the HHM was slightly disconnected, not fully, but slightly. And so I just unplugged, replugged, and then now it works. Great.
Okay, that's great news, Sophie. Thank you.
Welcome, and that also explains why I didn't have an answer from you at the beginning of my TV session. I was trying to call you, and I thought you were busy doing something else, but I tried several times, but okay, now I understand why you just didn't hear me.
We absolutely were not ignoring you. We didn't hear your call. Glad it's resolved now.
Okay, it's all sorted out, and I'm happy about that. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Sophie and your timeline at your convenience.
Huntsville from Sophie on 2. I'm ready to copy.
Sophie, we're looking for a little more help with the Nanorax Mod 105. Unfortunately, our module move that you performed this morning was not successful, and we would like about 20 minutes of your time to re-perform that activity and move the module back to its previous port where we had some partial functionality. This is going to take you about 20 minutes to redo your 0930 activity. To help facilitate that, you've got some flexible activities on your timeline. We will need this NanoRacks Mod 105 activity to be performed after 1816 to make sure we meet our touch type constraints. And we will let you self-manage your timeline and work with Sergey to make sure that you can complete what you need to complete and hopefully help us restore some science.
Yeah, so no worries, though. I'll take care of this. So I understand, move back to the original position, that like same configuration as yesterday evening. When was the first time when I was able to start this?
Yep, good read. You'll move it back to Papa 2. The earliest it can be performed is 1816, and if you'll just give us a call when you're ready to start, we'll confirm that we're on the same page as you.
1816. All right, perfect. So I think I'm going to target 1816 if it's okay for you.
Yep, we'll talk to you then and stand by to answer any other questions you have about that.
What do you mean? Do you think? I don't think right now I have another question, but maybe I misunderstood what you said.
Nope, if you're happy, we're happy, and we'll talk to you at 1816.
Perfect. So
thank
you, 1816. I think I'm happy, and if you're happy, I'm happy too. Great.
Thanks. Everybody's happy all around. Station Houston, Space Tron 2 for E4D and procedure efficiencies ahead of LOS.
Thank you.
Chris, we're a little less than 3 minutes away from a 25-minute LOS. I have some procedure deltas when you're ready to copy.
You copy.
In your greasing activity, complete through step 5. Through 10 are no perform. For the ACO activities, you can skip step 1 and 3. Please perform step 2 and 4 through end.
You are going to skip 1 and 3, but 2 and then 4 through the end.
Good feedback. Any other questions for us before we lose you for about 25 minutes?
Questions. Glad you caught us before the LOS. Thank you.
Alpha and Charlie and move the unit from Charlie Alpha, close it, and do step 10.
Yep. That's correct.
All right, I'll be there in just a minute.
Station Houston on to you for Jack. Zero camera view looks good. Give me a thumbs up if you copy.
Houston Station, Jack, copy.
Hey, Jack, confirming your A-Red view looks good.
Very kind of you to say, thanks. Houston, Chris on to you for the rack alignment label. So I'll ask you a quick question about the length of the label and it overlapping other things.
With you on to?
Yeah, I've got the location marked, and it looks like if I put the the marker down, the marker is several inches long, and it looks like it might, depending on how I align it, either overlap the C-track or it will cover over the fasteners of the locking rack at Charlie, which is what holds the alignment thing for the VIX. So I was just wondering if it's okay to trim the label or if you had something else in mind.
Totally fine to trim the label.
Station on 2 for FM.
What did you want to?
Hey, that move from Charlie to Alpha is complete. Anything else I can do for you?
Copy, the move is complete. If you have that closed back up and turned back on, then we are done.
It is closed and back on.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the help.
You're very welcome. While I have you, wondering if I can do those Melfi retrieve tasks on my timeline earlier, if those need to be on timeline.
Checking. Yes, Station Huntsville with you on 2 for Jessica and Melfi.
Right on 2.
We're getting those samples out to the office for tomorrow. You can perform that activity at your leisure.
Okay, and then is that both of those activities? There's the Melfi and the Sport.
Yes, you'll just perform those back-to-back whenever you're ready to do the pair.
Okay, perfect. I'll do those now. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. No response required for ATSEP. Just wanted to let you know that we have successful connection and good telemetry for that thing that you just moved for us. Thank you much.
That's great news. Thanks for passing that along.
Huntsville, Station Sophie and 2 for NanoRx.
Sophie, we are with you on 2. We have met our touch temp constraints and are ready for you to move that module.
Okay. Starting now.
Huntsville, Station on 2 for double cold back question.
With you on 2.
Yeah, I was just wondering, since I had a little bit of time, if there is a known long-term stowage location for the 5 double cold bags that we use for the cold stowage. I think those are all dried out, but I think that the icebergs themselves still have some time needed to reach thermal equilibrium, but just wondering if you guys had a long-term plan for those.
Checking, stand by 1.
Hotel Station, Sophie on 2 for NanoRx.
Sophie, we're with you on 2.
Yeah, so I relocated this to the FF2 location, and I confirm if everything still looks nominal, and connecting it and plugging it in, it's all flush, it's all good, it's all, it all seems nominal, and the pins still look good. I was just wondering, and I reinstalled, of course, the captain tape, and I was just wondering if you wanted additional pictures, or because it's exactly the same as what I did yesterday, but I'm happy to do them if you need them.
Thanks for the offer. We do not need any additional photos, and you are good to close it out.
Nothing else.
Jessica, back with you on 2 for an answer about your double cold bags.
Right on 2.
There is an activity that you can reference on your timeline tomorrow if you are looking to get some of these out of the way today. It is at 1620. That's the cold stowage double cold bag iceberg stow activity. It's red because there's a message that's not linked, but the stow is there and accurate, and you can use that if you'd like to move those.
Hey, when I open that activity, there is no stow.
Not be sorry about that not being uplinked yet. We will keep talking about that here in the room.
Okay, no worries. I mean, if you guys are happy for it to wait till tomorrow, maybe the icebergs will be at the right temperature then, too, if they're going to all get stowed at the same time, but always happy to help my tomorrow self.
Yes, Yeah, if you want any of them, I can read up to you some of those double cold bag stowage locations at your convenience.
Yeah, I'll take some of those.
All right, so we expect there to be a handful of double cold bags there. Serial number 1035 should be temp stowed at Columbus Deck 2, and you can restow that at Lab Overhead 2, Bravo 2. Bag 1040 should be in that same Columbus location, and we'll go to Lab Overhead 2, Delta 2. Cold bag 1041 should also be at that Columbus location, and we'll go to Lab Overhead 1, Bravo 1. How copy so far?
So actually, we had put a crew that we had moved them all from that Columbus location when we were working in there, but I know where they are, so no problem. For 1035, I see Lab Overhead 2, Bravo 2. For 1040, Lab Overhead 2, Delta 2. For 1041, Overhead 1, Bravo 1.
Good copy, and I can also give you 1055 and 1056 if you want to move those two.
Sure thing.
1055 should be going to Lab Overhead 4, Bravo 2. And 1056 should go to Lab Overhead 4, Julie.
Okay, 1055, Overhead 4, Bravo 2, and 1056, Overhead 4, Juliet 2. Those are all lab locations.
Good copy.
And like I said, I'm assuming that they are dry by now. They feel like they're, you know, at equilibrium. But if you guys would prefer them not to be closed until tomorrow, because in case they're not fully dry, is that a concern, or you want me to just go ahead with it now?
If you are comfortable with those being dry, we are good for those to be moved now.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Check Chris on 2 for E4D tablet. Station Munich on 2, go ahead.
Yes, I am done a bit early with my E4D viz work, and I know we had originally pushed this tablet Surface Pro removal task, and I was told that probably we'll do it tomorrow, but I've got time now if it's ready to be performed.
And Chris, we have pre-planned it already for tomorrow morning, and with this move, it also reduced a bit space that's left, and so no need to do it today. You can mark the report. Thanks for offering.
Okay, yeah, sure thing. Thanks.
Huntsville Station, Sophian 2.
Huntsville, Sophian 1, 2.
Latch procedure complete, and switch power 5 is on.
Copy all. Thank you so much for your extra help trying to get these in a good config for us today.
Yeah, no worries at all, and I'm rooting for my fingers that it will work.
We've got all of ours crossed as well, and we'll let you know.
Thank you, appreciate it. Huntsville Station on 2, double cold bag.
What do you want to?
So I am at Overhead 1, Bravo 1 for bag 1041, and that locker is indeed clear and empty. However, there are two cables that are for stable on the MTL, not cables, but actually lines for the MTL outlet and inlets that run between the two stables, and those are like the stiff metal wire lines, and they protrude out into in front of Bravo 1, so I won't be able to get the double cold bag in that locker space. As an alternative, the locker space directly below it in Overhead 1 Delta 1 is open, so I could put it there if that's an option.
Copy, checking.
Typically those lines would have to be denated, and I think that they maybe could be routed a different way, but they would have to be denated in order to do that.
Yeah, I concur, and that would take some power steps and additional work on our end, so we definitely don't want to do that. We'll see if we can find you a different location.
And yeah, that Delta 1 location is definitely available, and I will work on the other two while you guys think about that.
Jessica, no response required. You are good to put that bag in Delta 1. Copy the thumbs up.
Eastern Station Sophian 2 for question.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
I was wondering, so I think we asked the question, but we were still waiting for an answer, but I got my answer already. So we're good to trash this. Thanks.
Yes, affirm. Good to trash.
Houston, station on 2 for search.
With you on 2.
Yes, indeed. During Orbit 1, I had asked a question in SOTRAC for 4.05072. Basically, it was unloading all of the contents of that and putting them in node 2 port 3, which unfortunately is not a stowage area. That's where we have a lot of items like computers, chargers, and bricks, and that kind of thing. So they were looking for another location. I had that 4.0 temp zone at the node 2 forward end cone, which is overflowing, so I was kind of wondering if you guys had an answer for those 1.0s that were inside.
Jessica, we're checking on that. It may be a couple minutes. I'll call you back when we have an answer.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for safety.
This is Wendy on 2. Sorry, I was deeping into your sickness.
No worries, Sophie. I have a special visitor here in MCC, and I'm going to put him on the loop to say hello to you.
Hey, Sophie. It's Marco doing a...
Okay.
Hi, it's Marco doing a Capcom observe, and I just want to say that all the hoppers are very proud of you, and seeing you happy and working up there is awesome.
Oh my God, Marco! Wait a second, I'm going to go grab this. How long are you staying here?
Rest of the shift.
Great. Stand by one. I'm going to grab something and show you through the show it to you through the camera. We're seeing emotional wow here in your message. Great. I hope you guys are all being awesome. I'm thinking of you a lot in here, and yeah, that's great.
Thanks, Sophie. Yeah, we're doing well, and it's great to see you.
Send station Sophie 2 for a special guest.
Hey, Sophie, we've got you on 2 on video in the lab, and Marco is still here with me.
Hoppers are all in phase with me, and we're hopping.
Sophie, that's awesome. If you could stay right there for a second, I'm going to have Marco come up to the front and I'll take a picture.
Sophie.
Perfect. Stay right there for about 20 more seconds. And we've got it. Thank you, Sophie. Marco's plugging back in and he'll close out with some words. Do you stand by?
All right.
Hey, thank you so much, Sophie. That means a lot, and very happy that you could take this batch and a piece of all of us up to space. Thank you very much. Means a lot.
You're very welcome. Yes, you're all of us with me, and very soon I will send you a picture of this in the cupola, and I hope it will give you some good vibes.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. See you.
Thank you, and say a big hug to everyone in the class.
Absolutely, I will do that. Thank you.
Station Jackson 2, I will retire the Node 3 camera for photo ARAD. Is that you guys are at?
We concur. Thanks, Doc.
Stand station Sophie 2 for Silich.
With you on 2, Sophie.
And so, in the end, in order to, like to have enough volume of JHP trash for those big pieces of foam, we have 3 2M 4.0 trash bags deployed. And those three, we put those pieces of foam that we had wrapping the double cold bags, and we put dry trash inside. I updated my crew notes, which was in the pre-sleep of tonight, so if you already copy-paste this, there is new information. So now you should have the 3 serial numbers for those 2M bags. And if there is need for clarification, just ask us.
We copy all, Sophie. Thank you for the information, and we will make sure to take a look at the updated crew note in pre-sleep. Thanks.
Yes.